Siempre Pa'lante presents The Aguacate Chronicles. Aguacate, dímelo. Aguacate, dímelo. Hola, mi gente. Welcome to The Aguacate Chronicles. I'm your host, Gerardo Luis Alvarez. Gracias for listening. Last episode, we touched on baked mac and cheese, sopa, black beans and rice, limón, spices, pernil, mojo, cooked up rice, mangú, y arroz con leche. They all made a cameo, and that was just a few. You can't deny it's been a flavorful experience. Up next on the menu, we got arroz con habichuela, café con leche, frijoles de la olla slow cooked in a clay pot, French bread, mariquita, some plantain chips, and pan cubano, Cuban bread. Fair warning, your stomach will start playing the congas from the food cravings. These mouth-watering moments get highlighted on audio clips featuring the queen of the ones and twos, DJ Pearly, director of product development for MLB The Show, Jason Villa, player alumni relations liaison, Spanish media liaison, and interpreter for the Miami Marlins, Luis Dorante Jr., and founders and owners of Dos Croquetas, Alec y Vicky. So cógelo con tequirisi. There's enough to go around. Buen provecho. Enjoy the show. From DR to PR, Puerto Rico. So from La República Dominicana to Puerto Rico. Episode 20, Queen of the Ones and Twos, featuring DJ Pearly. This badass Boricua has made history by becoming the first woman to win the annual DMC US DJ battle in 2017 and 2022. She's also a five-time DMC World DJ battle finalist. This accomplishment for a woman DJ in a heavily male-dominated field is something that needs to be talked about every second, every day. She's currently a member of the world-famous DJ crew, The Heavy Hitters. And as I said earlier, she was coined as the Queen of the Ones and Twos by the legendary Bronx hip-hop pioneers, Grandmaster Caz and Grandmaster Melly Mel. Big shout-out to hip-hop. You got a special place in my heart, celebrating the 50th anniversary this year. And this interview was energy, 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 and just sass and swag, like just natural. I wish DJ Pearly all the best in the world all the time, because it's not easy. When you think of DJ, immediately, you know, the male-dominated field, but women are crafting, you know, they're pretty much cutting out their place. More and more, you're seeing more female DJs, more women who are taking up this craft, and I'm happy to see that. Let's hear this clip.
My mom and my abuela are, like, to me, the best cooks ever. And it's always something about arroz y habichuelas. And if you do not have beans in your house, what is wrong with you? So habichuelas is definitely a huge staple. It's either rice or habichuelas. If you don't have rice or beans in your house, what's going on? And then if you don't have café or leche, then you have a problem. Like, you need to be checked in, like, the cuckoo house or something. Because if you don't have cafecito at the end of your meal or before or during the day, that's crazy. It's either café, arroz, habichuelas, some sort of protein, chicken or beef, and garlic. Because if you ain't not cooking with garlic and spicing up your food going to be bland.
She's not wrong. She is not wrong.
And that was a clip. When you listen to the episode, you'll know, right? Like, that episode, the vibe on there. So folks who haven't listened, this energy is insane. But if you have, it's worth a second, third, and fourth listen just because of that pure joy and energy she brings. But let's unpack this. Let's unpack this, Renata. I mean, we got a couple things here we've heard. These are some familiar players in the game. Which one stood out to you?
It's funny what you said. If you don't have rice or habichuelas in your house, there's a problem with you. Something's wrong with you. She's right, you know? In the winter, I have some visitors, my aunt and my uncle, my grandmother from Brazil, my uncle and my aunt, they live in Florida, and they were visiting up here. My grandmother was traveling from Brazil. So they came to my house. They always stay in my house. And obviously, they will be responsible for the food and, you know, just... So they went to the refrigerator to see what's going on, you know, like be ready for breakfast and lunch and all that. And there was no cooked beans to be made. So it was almost like a offensive thing. They looked at me and said, where's the feijão? Where is it? So my aunt got this huge pressure cooker. And I went to work. I went to do something. I don't know. I left the house for a little bit. When I came back, she had this huge pressure cooker with black beans. She had everything in little containers because I don't cook much at home for me to freeze it, to have it in my house. Okay? So, yes, I understand where she's coming from.
I love it. It was the takeover. You like come back and like, wait.
What's going to happen? What's happening? What's wrong with you? Do you need help? Yeah. Have beans and freeze them and you can use it when you have to. Also the cafecito, yes. Like I said, you have to have coffee all throughout the day. And like I said, it is my drug of choice. Coffee. It is my thing. And if you have a thermal, you have that at home in the middle of the afternoon, or just to open the appetite, a little shiro sometimes, you know. Put a little sambuca, like you mentioned earlier to me today before recording, the coquito on it. That is something.
Coquito with cafe. If you want that experience, Cubita Cafe. Check out my man, Chef Gus, because that right there takes your coffee experience to another level. Literally. It's en cafecito. I mean, this is a good spot here for all the cafe companies, local, medium size and big. I welcome your sponsorship. Yes, if you don't ask, you don't know. But you've heard cafe being talked about throughout the Aguacate Chronicles. So, hey, might be a very good investment. I know it's a very good investment to invest in Siempre Palante and the Aguacate Chronicles. Arroz con habichuela. Rice and beans. Pearly, see, this is what you did. We gotta blame you. But it's good. It's not a bad thing. This is a good thing, which spawned this conversation. And this conversation led to that amazing takeover story that Renata just shared about her family. You can't make this stuff up. This is what food does, mi gente. So make sure you got your rice and beans. And doesn't matter whatever type of beans, make sure you have your cafecito, your chicken, beef, and garlic. You gotta have garlic. If you don't have garlic, you're missing out. And if you don't like cafecito, there's tea. All right, you have some tea, you know, but coffee is the jam right now. Will always be the jam.
I agree.
Episode 22. Yes. I mean, episode 22. Familia y baseball, family and baseball. So for a lot of you that have listened to the show and those that know me personally, you know I love sports. Baseball holds a special place in my heart. And I had the honor of working with some folks in the field and still doing more. I mean, there's going to be some surprises coming up in season 3 of Siempre Palante. But baseball, I love the sport. And the experience to go to a game, I mean, I like watching it on TV, but to go to a game, the smells, the sounds, just the crowd. It's like any sporting event, right? If you love soccer, you know, I love football, NFL, basketball, anytime you go to a sporting event, it's amazing. So Family Baseball, Family Baseball featuring Jason Villa. Jason Villa. And Jason is, this Mexican brother is the director of product development for MLB The Show. Now, MLB The Show is a video game in the PlayStation family, but also in other platforms, Xbox, you know, and this game is the leading game. This is the game that they're teamed up with Major League Baseball, and it's the most popular video simulation game on the market. And in March 28th, 2023, history was made in the sports gaming world with the release of MLB The Show 23, a new game mode named Storylines. A new game experience focuses on the Negro Leagues. The San Diego studio team partnered with the families of players of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum president, Mr. Bob Kendrick. How you doing, Mr. Kendrick? Big shout out to you and all that you're doing. Can't wait to have you back on the show. And he brought these stories to life. I mean, if you ever heard Mr. Kendrick speak, it's just, you just lean in. You lean in. The voice, the knowledge, it's amazing. And he's narrating in this. And I had the honor. I'm an advisor to the Martin de Eagle Foundation. Martin de Eagle is one of the legendary Afro-Cuban baseball players. Unfortunately, never got to play in the big leagues because of the color of his skin. But he played in the Negro Leagues, and this is the first time in history he's in the 21st century digital video game. I mean, it's amazing. So big shout out to Gilberto, Mari, the kids, the whole De Eagle familia. To all my potential sponsors, here's another opportunity for This Was Brought to You By Insert Your Brand Name Here. Let's talk rice and beans, mi gente. Did you know the origins of rice and beans go back to Africa and made its way to the Americas via the slave trade? It's not just part of the Latino culture, but countless cultures around the world. Here's an excerpt from Beans and Rice, an Ancient Staple Dish by Chef Soraya Smith. In fact, in Central America, the pairing of beans and rice is often called matrimonio, the marriage, because their union is so perfect that when eaten together, beans and rice contain all 9 essential amino acids to form a complete source of protein. Mi gente, remember that rice and beans, arroz con frijoles, is everything and more you can want. A classic comfort food main or side dish. Go get that family recipe and start cooking, mi gente. Now back to the show. This clip, we're going to hear something, a familiar dish, but it's something pretty cool. Let's check it out.
Our aguacate moment would probably be frijoles de la olla. It wouldn't be all the time, but it was consistent. Every, you know, week or so, they would be there. You'd walk in the house. What's that smell? Oh, that's that smell. No, very distinct smell. It would sometimes be at our house, but it was at abuelita's house or both abuelita's house. So probably frijoles de la olla was one thing that always comes to mind when I think about youth.
That's the basic, right? That's the basic, simple, I mean, frijoles de la olla. But these are done a little different though. These are done a little different because I've tried the honor of having so many different friends from different cultures, friends, people from different countries, and just the honor of having so many cool friends throughout my life. What he just described, I've experienced homemade. Man. We talked about that earlier. Homemade is a different vibe, a different feel. And frijoles de la olla is a very traditional Mexican dish. Whole beans, slow cooked, clay pot, large pot on the stove. Boom. Done. That in itself, we can package that up every day. That's your snack, lunch, dinner, everything in itself, just by itself. Let's not include the rice or anything. Have you tried frijoles de la olla?
No, I haven't. But I see the process, though. The slow cooking. Keyword here, clay pot. It's how it's being done. You know, the vessel that's being used and all that. Again, he gets home and he can remember the smells. the memory, the emotional memory to, it's linked directly linked to, oh, this food. And it is, it will bring you right back there. So it does have a different weight, you know, you will taste differently. And you can't go wrong with homemade food that our moms and grandparents used to make for us. I mean, it just, hope we can keep that at least a little bit. You know, life is really crazy, really busy nowadays. Sometimes we don't have the luxury to have that homemade meal always in a weekly basis. And unfortunately, we don't create those memories as much as we should, I guess. Maybe you should go back to that a little bit more.
That's right. That's right. We should. And that's one of the biggest things. We just don't talk about the food and the recipe, but it's the vibe, the experience, the things that basically bring us together. And one of the things we do encourage, as you just said, Renata, is make sure you connect with your familia. Make sure you get those recipes, but also I feel it's the conversation as you're getting the recipe and the history behind it. That's important to document as well. So make sure you do that, mi gente. It's important and you'll thank us later. Trust me, you will. Episode 23. So we go from Mexico to Venezuela. This brother is, man, what he's doing in baseball, and we're staying in the theme of baseball, For the Love of the Game y Familia, featuring Luis Dorante Jr. This Venezolano is the player alumni relations and liaison for Spanish media, and he's an interpreter for the Marlins. So Spanish media liaison, interpreter for the Marlins. And I got to give a special shout out to mi hermano Danny Torres. Danny connected me with him. He's been a big mentor. He does some amazing work. And I have to give him his flowers. More than 30 years teaching at Cardinal Hayes. He's more than 20 years in journalism, focusing on sports and culture and musicians. He's done a lot of work, and he's one of those guys that's very humble. He's always putting out that olive branch, helping others. And because of him, I was able to connect not just with Luis, but with Gilberto Diego, Martin Diego's son, the legendary Martin Diego, his son. And he's connected me with other individuals, Raul Ramos. Big shout out to Raul Ramos, Baseball Ahora. But yes, Danny Torres, you keep doing what you do, man. It's amazing. His podcast, Talking 21, dedicated to the life and legacy of Roberto Clemente, one of the greatest baseball players out of Puerto Rico, Puerto Riqueño, who gave his life. He basically gave his life to help others. And his life was cut short. Look up all these people I named. It's important that you do your homework and read about this. And as Danny says, I got receipts. I got receipts, and you know what I'm talking about, Danny. I'm sure you're cracking up when you hear this. But let's hear this clip from Luis.
I would go more como la época de que vivíamos en Acarigua, which is the center of like more of the countryside. Había unos panes franceses muy muy exquisitos que vendían porque eran una familia portuguesa que vivía ahí. Comíamos mucho pan. Vendían también unos bollitos así chiquiticos. Le llamaban pan bollito. It's pretty much the same thing. I have not seen that type of bread around any bakery around here. Pero siempre comprábamos eso because it was easy. Te hacías un sandwichito en cualquier lado y era like easy food. So eran los panes bollitos de esta, we call it like that, panes bollitos. Y pan, okay, vayan a comprar pan. Y yo no salía a comprar. Me iba yo en chores, en una franelilla y en mi chola. Y me daban ahí como que, toma, aquí está. Trae 1,000 bolívares de pan. Entonces uno iba, señor, 1,000 bolos de pan, por favor. Y entonces te dan pan pollito.
I'm telling you, it's so funny how we can connect with the same experiences. He was saying that when he was young, he used to go there and buy the bread. Jared, this is something that we used to do in a daily basis. And he's picking my language, pão francês, from a Portuguese bakery. I mean, this is really, really natural to me. Yes. You know, you're going to have your coffee in the middle of the afternoon. You're going to have a little pão com manteiga, pãozinho francês com manteiga. This is home. It hits home. And my town back home, it's a really high altitude town. So the hills are like this. And you when you're young in the summertime and your mother, oh, that's a pão. You're going to have go there, get six little pão franceses to have your snack in the middle of the afternoon. Oh, my gosh. Those hills, I tell you, there's a reason that I have really nice legs nowadays because I had to go up those hills a lot to get the really, really daily pão francês, pão diário. It hits home. I can relate to that, definitely.
Hearing you and seeing you on camera, but also hearing you, it's just the motivation, right? The motivation, like it didn't matter how tall that hill was, how high, how rugged the terrain, it doesn't matter. You had that, the taste, the smell, just in your mind, you're like, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting one that I'm going to eat there and then one to go as I'm walking back down the hill.
The thing was so funny because those padarias usually was introduced by Portuguese people in Brazil with the colonization and all. So padaria is very common all throughout Brazil. So you're going to go have your little coffee in the afternoon. You can actually sit down in a padaria, have a little pito de café, and a couple of goinha. It's something very natural. So you knew what time you would have fresh bread and you would go that, oh, a new batch is coming, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon kind of thing. You knew it. And I come from a big city. My city is a big city, Belo Horizonte. But those hills, Jerry, I'll tell you, they were not an easy task. You know, they were not an easy task. Try to go up and down and then let me know how it goes.
And it's beautiful to hear how him sharing his story in Venezuela has sparked your memory of going, you know, going through those hills, right? Climbing those hills, walking through those hills in Brazil and your hometown. And that's the beauty of these stories, these clips, right? Of people sharing this. And pão francês is this little bollito is bun bread. But it's also, they're also a variation of the baguette. And so this is savory bread. This bread, and savory doesn't even do it justice, right, Renata? Like the word savory, no, it doesn't do it justice. If you, yeah.
True. And a little tip, you can find this nowadays in specific communities. Now we're lucky enough to have enough people from all over the world and we can have access to those things. There's some Brazilian bakeries and Portuguese bakeries, Newark, Hillside, you're gonna find those too. So I mean, I was happily surprised when I feel homesick and I want to eat something like that, you know, a bag of pines or something specific, a dish specific, I go to those places. I go to Newark, you go to Ironbound, you know,
there you go.
Yeah.
if you don't know me, gente, Newark, New Jersey, Ironbound section, we'll leave it at that. It's, yeah, we're going to leave it at that. You'll see what Renata meant by that.
Hi, people. This is Renata Sampaio, and you're listening to Aguacate Chronicles. Boa tarde, bom dia e boa noite.
Episode 25, Dame dos croquetas y un cafecito. Give me two croquettes and a coffee, featuring Alec y Vicky, the founders and owners of Dos Croquetas. So we're back in South Florida, and these two Cubans, mi hermana, hermano, they've created the first, Miami's first croqueta bar. Their award-winning medianoche croqueta is like eating a medianoche sandwich. It literally is. You just can't have one. But they have other flavors. They have the 305, the buffalo cracked chicken, mac and cheese, bacon cheddar burger, roasted chicken, guava cinnamon toast crunch, arroz con leche. You want me to stop? No, I'm going to keep going. Oreo croquetas. I mean, that's just scratching the surface. Don't forget the sauce. Don't forget the sauce. They got the mango lime, dos ranch, and dale sauce. You combine that with the croqueta. I mean, you can have the croqueta in itself. And I've been there. It's absolutely amazing. I need one of these locations in New Jersey. And that's why I keep wishing them an abundance of wealth, love, and happiness. Let's go. Come on, expansion. And that's just to name a few. But then there's also things they do. They got sandwiches, bowls, shakes, cafecitos, of course. Lit slushies. They have a guavarita lemonade, and jupiña margarita. By the time I'm done with this clip, I mean, yeah, we're going to get into the clip. Let's get into it.
In mine, it was mariquitas. It was always like bags of mariquitas and stuff, and my dad would have mariquitas with everything. Mariquitas are fried banana chips, the savory banana chips.
For me, pan cubano, Cuban bread. Have to, 24/7, yeah. All day. We got to have Cuban bread.
Interesting, right? How I just gave you a rundown of what they specialize. Like their whole, and they do have selections. You know, they do infuse those two favorites they just talked about, but mariquitas, plantain chips, y pan cubano.
The simple again. Simple, well done. It's amazing. If you can't get the basics done properly, forget it. But those combinations that you've been describing, guava cinnamon toast crunch. What? Oh my God. Please, can I? it sounds delicious. Sounds rich. Ah, that sometimes I get a little homesick when we get those ingredients, those key ingredients, you know, the combination, mango and lime, guava and cheese, I mean, passion fruit. My gosh, you know how much costs a passion fruit up here? It's a sin. Buy them in the summer, guys. Brooklyn, sometimes you can buy them by the box really cheap because otherwise you're going to pay $7 in the Whole Foods. So it's hard to find. And it was something so abundant to us, you know, like down south, they are spoiled because they have access to all of that, all of those things. And that's why it's so rich, those combinations and creative. And oh my gosh, my mouth is watering. I mean, just thinking about it.
Well, when you're down visiting familia down South Florida, I'm going to connect you with Alec y Vicky and all these places. I mean, anything with food, definitely. You're part of the Siempre Palante family. Even before you were a guest, you know, your family. I will definitely connect you with them. To go in person, like I said, it's like you eat at home, but you feel like you're eating at home. Some of these places, they capture that vibe and that experience. And Dos Croquetas is like, man, and big shout out to DJ and Ish because they connected me with Dos Croquetas. So you can't forget these folks. I mean, and for anyone that I've missed, I mean, thank you for all the people that have definitely connected me to other folks to be on the show. It's a community and it really does help. But yeah, Dos Croquetas. Man, I mean, yes, those mashups are insane. And then they do for seasons. Some of them, they just do limited. But Renata, once you go, like, I guarantee you will call me or text me, shoot me a picture. Like, it's, I know this because when I recommend the place, 9 times out of 10, my friends and family will shoot me a text, go, what in the world? This is insane. Yeah, it's
I'll take on that.
Yes, keep doing your thing, Alec y Vicky. Se te quiere de gratis. Mi gente, I'm having dreams of rice and beans, toasted pan cubano with butter and some cafecito. The cravings are real. Show your love for the show today after you listen. Rate, review, follow, like, subscribe, and share. You can find the show on every major podcast platform. Keep the feedback coming via the comments section, email, and DMs. Share your favorite recipe while you're at it. Special thanks to DJ Pearly, Jason Villa, Luis Dorante Jr., Alec y Vicky, my co-host Renata Sampaio, Santiago Ramones on the edit, and DJ Andre Jones for your support on the intro. Tune in next week for the season finale. And remember, it's all about the aguacate. Dímelo!